Today we'll take a look at Mary, the Mother of God, and we'll reflect on what lies ahead in the new year. Stay tuned, it's coming up right now. Happy New Year. Come on in. I'm waiting for you. Make yourself at home. My name is Gary Zimek. Great to be here with you on this New Year's Day, January the 1st, 2016. I can't believe it. Earlier today, I actually wrote a check out, and I did it correctly. How many times does that happen where we write the wrong date on the check? We're still in the old year, but no, I got it right. I was proud of myself, and I'm grateful to be here with you. I'm grateful for all the things the Lord has done for me in 2015. I'm grateful to be here with you again in 2016. You know, you are a real blessing for me. I love doing this show, and I'm so grateful that you come and join me every night, Monday through Friday, here on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm looking forward to many good things in the year ahead. Now, before I forget, today on the program, a little later on, in a few minutes actually, I'm going to tell you the new themes that will be starting beginning next week. Most of the old ones from before the Advent retreat, they're going to remain the same, but I added two new ones that I think will supplement things nicely. Now, these programs will carry us through until, I think it's February the 10th, which is Ash Wednesday. Not too much time. And then, God willing, I plan to do a Lenten radio retreat, just like we did with the Advent one. And I think you're going to be excited about the choice of books that I'm using. But I'm not going to give you too much. I can't spill all the beans today. We'll do that next week. But I will give you plenty of advance notice. I think this is going to be very, very powerful, very beneficial to all of us. And again, sixth year of doing this program now here on Blog Talk Radio. I never thought it would last this long. I really didn't know how long it would last. And due to just the incredible mercy of the Lord, this program still exists. And I owe a lot to you, too, because if you wouldn't listen to the program and if you wouldn't support me financially, then there would be no show. So thank you very much. On today's show, we will look at the Mass readings for the solemnity of Mary, the Holy Mother of God. Now, this is a big deal today. It's also the octave day of the Nativity of the Lord. So today is the day we end the octave of Christmas, or the octave of the Nativity of the Lord. But the Christmas season does continue. It continues until next Sunday, I believe it is. Not this coming Sunday, but next Sunday, the baptism of the Lord. That's the official end of the Christmas season. It used to be the presentation of the Lord, or sometimes referred to as Candlemas, which we still celebrate, but that used to be pre-Vatican II. You may remember that. I don't remember that. I'm old, but I'm not that old, but I don't remember that. But the official end of the Christmas season comes about with the celebration of the baptism of the Lord. Now, typically on Friday, what we would do is look to Sunday's readings, focus on Sunday's readings, which is the Epiphany, big day. But I wanted to talk about our Blessed Mother today a little bit. It's her day. It's her solemnity. It's January 1st. It's the start of a new year. So just this once, we're going to do things a little bit differently. The Christmas season, you know, we're still doing that Christmas theme. So things are a little bit different. So I'll have a little meditation for you as well in regard to the Mother of God, which is the title of our Blessed Mother. And I'll tell you what, she's been so good to me, and I'm sure in many ways, if you've done total consecration, or even if you haven't, I'm sure that a lot of people who listen to this program have a very strong devotion to Our Lady. If you don't, I strongly recommend that you give her a chance, because I think you're going to see amazing, amazing things will happen in your life. And she's just a great, great person. And she'll bring you closer to Jesus than you ever thought possible. All right? Now, the beverage du jour, since you're wondering, I thought it was perfect for this nice, cold day. It's a little chilly here in New Jersey. Perfect beverage for a cold day. Here we go. I know. You probably guessed Mystic Monk Candy Cane Coffee. If you did, you are absolutely correct. That's what I have on the show today, Mystic Monk Candy Cane Coffee. Hope you've got a great beverage. Now, if you are interested in trying the best coffee that you have ever tasted, please check out Mystic Monk Coffee. You can check it out at followingthetruth.com. While you're there, please take advantage of my Amazon store. You'll see those links right on the homepage. Every time you make a purchase of Mystic Monk Coffee, or every time you use the link on my website to go to Amazon Coffee. Use either one of those, Amazon Coffee, Amazon.com. See what happens when I try to talk too fast? New Year's resolution, right? Learn to speak. But we'll work on that later. Either anytime you use the links on my website, followingthetruth.com, to go to Amazon.com or Mystic Monk Coffee, then it results in a profit for me. Little small commission, but every little bit helps. And I'm looking at the numbers today, and you know, because of your generosity, you've helped me keep this program on the air. So I would ask you to please continue to do that if you could bookmark my website. And remember that anytime you purchase anything from Amazon, anytime you need some good coffee, please consider one of those two sources, and you really will help me out. And the other thing I want to ask you, too, is, and again, this happens at the beginning of every year. I look at my finances, and I'll be celebrating my fifth year of full-time ministry. My fourth year. I don't want to get ahead of myself. My fourth year of full-time ministry on January the 6th. It's just incredible. But one of the reasons that I'm able to keep this full-time ministry going and keep this show free of charge is due to your generosity. Now, what happened was we took a hit with the economy, and a lot of people, or I should say several people, who were monthly donors to my work, they had to stop their monthly subscriptions. That happened over a year ago, and some of it hasn't come back. So this is what I would ask you, if you would consider it. You can become a monthly donor for my work by going to followingthetruth.com, go to the donate tab, and sign up through PayPal. You know, it's something you can cancel at any time. There is no obligation. You can do it for 1 month and stop. But I'm looking for at least 10 people to do $10 per month. And that would really help me. It equates, I did the math, it equates to about 33 cents a day each month. $10 a month, it would be huge if 10 of you could do that. So I just put it out there, and I'm very grateful for all of your support, but that would really help to fill in some of the gaps that I see on the books already. I mean, it's tough doing this, but I'm telling you, this is the greatest job that I've ever had, and I want to stay here for as long as I can. And I have to ask you for help. And if I would be remiss if I didn't do that, because I need you to know what the real story is. Certainly, it's my family and I, we had to cut back severely when we decided to go into this full-time ministry. But I'm not complaining about it, but I just want you to know the way it stands. If 10 of you could do that, if you could contribute $10 per month, just sign up to do the monthly donation through PayPal. It's totally secure, online, followingthetruth.com. That would help me greatly as we go into the new year. So thank you very much for considering that. But please don't put yourself in any financial jeopardy. Your bills have to come first. They really do. Your bills, your responsibilities, they have to come first. But I know sometimes people say, Gary, we like your show. What can we do to help? This is one way. And I put that out there. Thank you very much for your kindness. And I look forward to being with you for many years to come. I don't want to go anywhere. I love doing the program. I love all of you. I really love working for the Lord. I'm just very, very thankful. I am. I can't tell you how much it means to me to have you listen to the program and to be able to share the good news on a daily basis. I mean, how many people get that opportunity? I'm grateful. Anyway, we're going to pray. We're going to look at the Mass readings. Then I have a little reflection. Oh, before we do the Mass readings, I will give you the schedule for next week to let you know the themes that are coming up. I'm excited because we got some good things coming up. Ready to pray? All right, let's do it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks for all of the blessings that you have poured forth on us over the past year. We thank you for the gift of another day and another year. Thank you so much for the blessing of your Son, Jesus. Thank you for the gift of our Blessed Mother, Mary. We thank you for the many gifts that you give us, including the gift of your Catholic Church, founded by your Son, Jesus. Father, we ask you to be with anyone and help anyone who is sick, anyone who is lonely, anyone who is anxious, anyone who is struggling with doubt or despair. Anyone who is dealing with a financial burden, anyone who is living in extreme poverty, maybe dealing with religious persecution, or anyone who is struggling with an extreme weather situation of one kind or another, Father, we ask that you help them all. We ask that you help us with our own personal intentions. I give you this program, Father. I ask you to take it over for me, to speak through me. And please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to the message that you have for us today on this show. We ask for all of these things, Heavenly Father, in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son, and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And on this solemnity of Mary, the Holy Mother of God, we turn to her and we pray together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I'll tell you, isn't it great that we can pray together on the air? The internet's a beautiful thing, and the fact that we can do this podcast, and that I can use Blog Talk Radio to download, to have you to be able to download this podcast anywhere in the world, is an incredible thing. It really is. I mean, I just am amazed at the technology that I've seen over the course of my life. Can you imagine what St. Paul would have done if he had the internet at his disposal? Man, it would have been unbelievable. If you're a first-time listener to this program, the first thing I want to do is welcome you, to let you know how much I appreciate you stopping by here. You are welcome to join me every day as we talk about Jesus and his Catholic Church. We do it every Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. The podcast gets uploaded in the evening. You can download it on iTunes. You can go to blogtalkradio.com, or you can listen directly from my website, followingthetruth.com. I'm grateful to have you as a listener, and if there's anything I can do for you, here's how you get in touch with me. My email address is gary@followingthetruth.com. Now, if you've ever sent me an email, you realize that I do answer. I really do answer. I answer whenever somebody donates. I always send a personal email. It takes me a few days sometimes, depending on my schedule, if I'm traveling or if I'm inundated with other work. But I always make it a point to connect with you personally through email. So if you need something, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. I want to tell you about the themes that will be starting beginning next week, beginning next Monday. This is what the schedule will be like. And then, of course, February the 10th, Ash Wednesday, we'll go into our Lenten radio retreat. Stay tuned for that. I'll keep you posted. I'll let you know what book we're going to be using. I might let you know that next week. I'll have to think about it. One other thing I wanted to mention, and I should do this more, but I want to do it now as we're talking about the themes. The opening theme of the program, it's by a gentleman named Kevin MacLeod, and it's called Sunshine. Now, he's generous enough to make his music available for those of us who do podcasts or need a soundtrack for any reason. Kevin MacLeod, Sunshine, I'm very thankful for his sharing his talent with so many people. That's the name of the theme that I use. I kind of like it. It's a little catchy, and I've been using it for a while now, but I've been always forgetting to mention it. I thought today was a good day to let you know that the theme is by Kevin MacLeod, and the name of the song is Sunshine. Okay, the new daily themes. Now, every day, Monday through Friday, we will still feature the daily Mass readings. Therefore, you can count on the fact that you're going to get your daily dose of Scripture every day. You're going to get the Lord speaking to you through Sacred Scripture every day on this program. That can't change. That's an integral part of what we do here on the Gary Zimek Show. I don't want that to change because that's important. But in addition to your daily Mass readings, here is the daily lineup that we'll be using. Monday, we'll continue our What Catholics Really Believe series. And I'll be going through, continuing my walk through the compendium of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. And what that is, if you haven't been with me before, that's the Catechism, the new Catechism, which came out in the early 90s. But it's broken down into question and answer format. And it works really nicely for a radio program like this. So Monday, you're going to learn about your faith. You're going to learn more about your Catholic faith, but more importantly, you're going to learn about Jesus. And the reason is, he founded this church. And as you learn more about his church and the teachings of his church, you're really hearing him speak to you. So he speaks through his church. You're going to learn more about Christ, and you're going to be drawn closer to him. And that is going to be the main theme that you'll be seeing in my shows this year, 2016. And I'm thrilled because I have a new book coming out in less than a month, probably, depending on when it hits. I think it might come out by the end of January, even though the Amazon says February. But the book is Find a Real Friend in Jesus, 10 Amazingly Easy Steps. And I want this to be the year when you and I can grow closer to Jesus Christ, when we can get to know him personally, when he becomes real to us. That's my resolution, and I hope you'll join me, and let's together make that happen. And I'm not going to spill the beans. I promise I'm not. But that's a hint about what may be coming for the Lenten Radio Retreat. We're going to get to know Jesus. And no, I'm not using my own book, but that might be a hit. So I'll give you a little bit more information next week. Tuesday, Imitating Christ. We'll continue to look at The Imitation of Christ by Thomas A. Kempis. Outside of the Bible, this is the most favored spiritual book for many of the saints. This is an incredible book. We've been using it for a few years now here on the show each day. Each Tuesday that we do this, we'll look at one chapter. The chapters are very small, but this book is going to get you to know Jesus. And I need to keep using it because it's so powerful. And on Wednesday, we'll continue using the book My Daily Bread by Father Anthony Paone. And that's a very similar book. It is written in such a way that it's short, it's succinct. The material, each chapter is short, succinct, but you're going to get to learn more about Christ in that short amount of verbiage than if you spent hours doing it another way. It's a really, really good book, and I think it works great for a show like this. I can't do some more complicated material. There are some complicated things that you'd get completely lost if we try to do it on the radio in 30 minutes a night. So I have to use my discretion when it comes to new material, and I think you're going to really like this. If you're a new listener, you're going to love it. Thursday, this is a feature that I did in the past, but I want to bring it back. It's been a few years, and I love doing this because I think you can learn so much from this. We're going to call it The Greatest Stories Ever Told, and each Thursday, we will look at one of the parables of Jesus. Now, I've got a book I use. It's actually called The Greatest Stories Ever Told. This was a book that originally came out in the 1940s, I believe, but it does a nice job looking at the parables of Jesus and breaking them down. We're going to use this book, and I'll give you a little supplemental information, but we can almost hear him speak these words to us, and we can hear him speak these words to us when we look at these parables and try to get the lesson that he's attempting to teach to us through the parable. So that's what we'll do on Thursday, and then Friday, we're going to call it Getting Personal with Jesus. We will look at various ways to get close to Jesus. And I think I may start to use some of the material for my new book on our Friday series. And of course, we'll also on Friday, for your dose of scripture on Friday, we'll look at the Sunday Mass readings. So you'll be getting ready for Sunday. I think that's a good use of the 30 minutes of the show each night. I'm very pleased with this. I hope you are as well. And I hope you'll continue to listen to the program in 2016. I hope I don't drive you away. And I hope you tell your friends about this show. One of the best ways that the news of this program grows is by your spreading the word, by you letting your friends know, there's this program, this crazy guy, Gary. He sits around, drinks coffee and all kinds of beverages, and he hangs out for us for 30 minutes each night. He's got a really, really, really big kitchen table, and he's got room for many, many, many people to sit around his kitchen table, right? That's the way we do it. We're sitting around. We're having coffee. We're having a snack. We're having a beverage, and we're chatting about Jesus. That's the way that you and I can grow closer to him. And don't think for a minute that I'm not growing closer to him by talking about these things, too. Man, I'll tell you what, doing this show draws me very close to the Lord as well. So that's what we have in store for you next week. I hope you'll join me on Monday as we kick it off with What Catholics Really Believe. And again, we keep this show short, 30 minutes each night. I think that works good for you. It works good for me. And it enables us to really to spend that time each day with each other, reflecting about what really matters. We spend so much time thinking about things that don't matter. Isn't that the truth? We waste time, hours after hours. And I've done it throughout my life. But nothing matters more than having a personal relationship with Christ. And please, if anybody tries to tell you that Catholics don't have a personal relationship with Jesus, you send them here. Because we're going to talk about the fact that we do have a personal relationship with Jesus, and we take it seriously, and we do count him as our friend, and we do want to get to know him better and better. And that's why I do a lot of what I do. Even my talks about overcoming anxiety, they all boil down to getting to know Jesus. That's where it all starts. And that's the answer. That's the answer to any problem, any potential problem that we can ever have in our lives, is getting to have a personal, a close personal relationship with Jesus. Amen? All right. Let's do these readings now for the Solemnity of Mary, the Holy Mother of God. And the Church on this day remembers our Blessed Mother Mary, who will lead us close to Jesus. The first reading is from the book of Numbers. It's Numbers chapter 6, verses 22 through 27. Now remember also, this is the closing day of the octave of Christmas, or the octave of Nativity of the Lord. So you're going to see some reference to the blessing that was given us on Christmas Day, the birth of the Lord. So we look at this combination of Mary saying yes, agreeing to become the mother of the Savior, and then the fact that because of her yes, she delivered to us her Son, Jesus Christ, who is fully man and fully God. So therefore, Mary is the mother of God. We reflect on all these things today. But the first reading for the book of Numbers goes like this. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to Aaron and his sons and tell them, this is how you shall bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace. So shall they invoke my name upon the Israelites, and I bless them." Now, the ultimate blessing for us is the fact that we were given the Savior, Jesus Christ, to redeem us and to be our best friend in life. All of that came about due to the willingness of Mary to say yes. So when you look at Jesus, when you embrace Jesus as your friend, as your Savior, you have to give some credit to Mary. And we do that today. We thank her for saying yes, for delivering to us our Savior, our Messiah, the long-awaited Messiah. We are so blessed that she did say yes. Remember, she had free will. She didn't have to. She said yes, and because of her willingness to say yes, even though she didn't have all the answers, what happened? You and I get a Savior. So we thank you, Blessed Mother. And we remember also that if we stay close to Mary, if we get to know Mary better, then we're going to get to know Jesus better. And it just happens that way. If you've made your total consecration, you understand. The more you grow close to Mary, all of a sudden, you start to care more about growing closer to Jesus. A lot of it happens behind the scenes. You don't even realize it's happening, but it just happens. That's the beauty of what Mary can do in your life. So the ultimate blessing that we get, that we reflect on throughout this Christmas season, is the blessing of a Messiah, Jesus Christ. The Psalm 67, "May God bless us in his mercy." Now, boy, this ties in perfectly with the fact that we are in the year of mercy. How merciful is the Lord that he wasn't content to be distant. He wasn't content to be known in a mysterious way, which is what happened for thousands of years. The people didn't know him like you and I could get to know him. Why? Because he had not yet taken on human form. He had not yet sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to be born. But you and I have that added benefit. May God bless us in his mercy. May God have pity on us and bless us. May he let his face shine upon us. So may your way be known upon earth among all nations, your salvation. May the nations be glad and exult because you rule the people's iniquity. The nations on the earth you guide. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May God bless us. And may all the ends of the earth hear him. In that first reading, we saw the reference to the Lord letting his face shine upon us. And we see it again here. Let his face shine upon us. We now have, in the person of Christ, the visible face of a previously invisible God. That is an amazing event. We now have that Savior. Now, you and I, we have not seen Jesus in the flesh, but he does exist. And we can read about his adventures in the pages of sacred scripture. And we can meet him when we go to Holy Communion. That's really him. That's the face of the Lord. The visible face of the previously invisible God when we receive Holy Communion. He doesn't look like a person, but that is really him. We can go and we can pray before him in Eucharistic adoration as well. We can visit him in the chapel. That's not a spiritual presence. That's a real presence. That's a huge difference. That's the difference between you and I talking on the phone or you and I talking in person. I've given the analogy before. It's great that I can talk to my wife and my children when I'm traveling, and it's wonderful because I love them. I miss them when I'm traveling, but nothing beats when I walk in that door and they give me a big hug. That's what we're talking about, the difference between the spiritual presence of the Lord, which is good. Don't get me wrong. That's a blessing too. But we can take it a step further with this real presence of the Lord. So we're blessed because he has let his face shine upon us. The second reading is from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians, chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Brothers and sisters, when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to ransom those under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. As proof that you are sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then also an heir through God. Now, there are a couple of great things that really jump off the page at me when I look at this reading from St. Paul to the Galatians. First of all, when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son. When the fullness of time had come, God's schedule doesn't always match up to our schedule, does it? People were waiting for thousands of years for a Messiah, for the Messiah, and he wasn't coming. Why? Because the time was not right. In our lives, we're going to have intentions. We're going to pray, and sometimes the answer doesn't come quickly enough, right? You got to admit, that's what happens. Why not? Because the time isn't right. The time might be right in our mind, but the time may not be right in God's mind. Guess who knows best? You got it. The Lord knows best. So this reminds us that he's got a schedule. Let's not push the issue. Yes, keep asking him. Absolutely. But understand that sometimes he's going to delay, for any number of reasons, granting your intention. He might full well intend to grant what you're asking for, but sometimes he delays. The other thing, that his Son was born of a woman, this is where the Blessed Mother comes in. This is where we give her honor today. We honor her. We don't worship her, because Mary is not divine. Mary is human. But we honor Mary because she said yes, and she delivered the Savior to us. And then the other thing that really gets me is that we have been adopted as sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father. And the Spirit of his Son, this Holy Spirit that we have in our hearts, allows us to cry out, Abba, Father. We pray. We wouldn't know how to pray without the help of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit helps us to have that desire and to know how to address the Lord, our Heavenly Father, as Father. And that's the way we do it. Abba, Father, it's a word that really means daddy. It doesn't mean dad. It's a very familiar form of Father. So that's a word Jesus told us to use. That's pretty amazing. Let's do this gospel now. Luke chapter 2, verses 16 through 21. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about the child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Now, I'm running out of time here, but I want to just have you think about this. The shepherds told Mary and other people what they had been told by the angel. And Mary kept all of these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Mary didn't have all the answers up front, but Mary pondered in her heart. That's what you and I are called to do, especially when some mysterious things go on around us. Turn to Our Lady, ask for her help, let her guide you. She'll take you right to her son, Jesus, okay? I'm out of time. God willing, I plan to be back here on Monday, and I really hope you'll be able to join me as we kick off a new week of the Gary Zimek Show. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless you, and we'll talk to you next time.